That's it. So we're holding by the number 12. Holding by the number 12, which is 12 Shvat. Moral explained that that's not a mikveh, it's not an accident. He quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya, Am zu yitzarti li, am zu, this nation, yitzarti, I formed, li tihilasi yisaperu, and to me, my praises, they will relate, they will offer up praises. So Klai Yisrael is called Am zu. Zu is Bigamachia 13. There's 13 Shvatim. If you separate Yosef into two Shvatim of Menashe and Ephraim, the 13 Shvatim. And 13 is Bigamachia Echad. And Shevet Levi is Nirmaz, is hinted to in the Aleph, because he's a Shevet Miyuchad. Shevet Levi, you have all the Shvatim, is unique. And then you have the Ches. And you have the Dalet. The Ches is the other eight children of Rachel Leah. And the Dalet is the children of Bilhah and Zilpah. So because they're Amzu, because they're 13, that's why they praise God. Their existence is a praise to God because they're 13. So Amzu is not saying this nation. Amzu is the nation of Zu. And because they're the nation of Zu, we're the Zu nation. We are the Zu nation. So that is why we praise God. Say it. Thirteen Shvatim, okay. But the Abramalch, yes? So the thirteen Shvatim, just the very fact that they are 13. Which ages to Hashem is one. We're going to get into that more. That's testimony, our existence. All Jews are God's witnesses. Just by our very existence, we testify. The fabric of our existence is a testimony. We don't even have to say anything. This testimony is just from being. And the Abramalchius, the four nations, they're mevatel Hashem's actus in the world. They stand for something else. They also testify. They testify that there is no one in the world. And that's all they exist for. The only message that's generated by the four nations is that there's no central point. Either up, north, south, east, west, in front, behind, to the right, to the left. But there's no central point, there's no one. That the only way to exist in this world is to be one of four different directions. And that's all there is. And that's what they represent. You have to choose, you can't be one. There's the northern people, and there's the southern people, and there's the eastern people, and the western people, and they have four different cultures, and they have four different purposes, and they're going in different directions. They're all going away from each other. The north is going the opposite direction than the south. So you have to choose, which one are you? In order to belong, you have to be going in one of four different directions. Otherwise, you don't exist. It's also Adis. That's Adis, that there is no central point, and you can't get together, and you can't get together. Impossible. The only thing that the Gentiles, that the Machuyas, were able to get together about, was they got together on the point that they can't get together. They have that common purpose. And that's the door. Again, these are the Parshas. We're living through these Parshas. This is the door of Flaga with the Migdal Bavel. They built the tower there. Unity. It was unity for the sake of disunity. That was the purpose of the unity. They got together in one common purpose. E pluribus pluribus. Unum plural. Yeah, we do. Yeah, the opposite of e pluribus unum is a unum pluribus. Unity is for plurality. That's harsh. So you know that the number 13 is also 4. Because the number 13 is 12 plus 1. Levi is above the 12. But the 12, they rally, they rally around Levi. Levi unites the 12. In the desert, they had 3 Shvatim to the north, 3 to the south, 3 to the east, and 3 to the west, with Levi in the middle. Sheva Levi, they had a place they also camped. They camped in the middle. And the Kohanim were really in the middle. I'm saying the Kohanim were really in the middle, but Levi was in the middle.
They have no direction, though. Don't you say if you don't go in the direction, you know, not going to get us?
Well, if you're a unifier, so then that you're not responsible for the direction, correct? Shevet Yehuda is responsible for the direction. But when he goes somewhere, they all follow, because they're all unified. So it's a good thing, you know. So they might not be responsible for the direction, but they enable the direction. Instead of Klai Yisrael going in 4 different directions, Yehuda's going to go this way, and then they all, you know, go to the north and the west and the south, and they all follow. He turns around, there's nobody there. Except for maybe his Shevet. So the number 13 is also 4, because you have the one point that set the 4 directions surround. So you have Levi in the middle, and you have 3 Shvatim to the north, to the west, the east, and the south. So the 12 Shvatim go in 4 different directions, but they have a central point. And that's the difference between the 4 of Klal Yisrael and the 4 of the Ummah Zaylam. Because the 4 of the Ummah Zaylam have no middle. And the 4 of Klal Yisrael have a middle. So 13 relates to 4. And also 3 plus 1 is 4. I don't know if there's anything to that. That's a little bit of Chazar. And the order in Sefer Bereishis is critical. The Torah says Bereishis Bar Elokim Es Hashamayim Ves Haaretz. The word Bereishis is a composite word, and it means Bishvil Bereishis. The Bay stands for the word Bishvil, for the sake of. Bereishis is the first one. That's Klal Yisrael. There's a Medrash Rabbah. Rashi brings us down. Bereishis Bar Elokim Es Hashamayim Ves Haaretz does not mean in the beginning God created the heaven and earth. Actually, the heaven and the earth were created later. They came out on Yom Revi. Certain Chalakim with Bria came out later. The one thing that there was in the beginning of creation was water. Shamayim Ves Haaretz was not there. So you can't touch it. You know what the word touch means? Miss Teichman.
Translate
to understand it. You can't touch it. In the beginning, Hashem created the Shemayim V'aretz. It's not true. For the sake of the beginning, Hashem created the Shemayim V'aretz. So what's the beginning? The beginning is Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael was the first thing that was created. Klal Yisrael, Hashem created, at least the thought of Klal Yisrael. The goal of Klal Yisrael, Hashem created a concept called Klal Yisrael, which is what's going to come out a couple thousand years later. When Hashem created the Bria, when Hashem, all of the Machshavtai, when it arose the Kadosh Baruch's Machshava, he's going to create the Bria. So Hashem had a clear idea, a clear concept of who he's creating it for. He's creating it for Klal Yisrael. So the Machshava of Klal Yisrael preceded everything. First you think of who you're creating a Bria for, and then you create the Bria. So they're first.
So his plan from the beginning was to kick Adam out of Tornado?
No, that would be interfering with his behavior. Gan Eden would have been the place in this world that Adam Arishan, by making the right choice, would become the perfect individual.
There would have been a Yisrael?
His children, grandchildren. The Gemara says that even if Adam Arishan had not committed the chet of the Eitz Hadas, he still would have had children. Just the purpose of children would be different. After the chet, the purpose of children is some man lives forever. Because the parents eventually, after Meva Esrim, die. And through the children, they keep on living. But before the chet, children would have had a different function. Because the parents would have lived forever. And the Gemara's parents would have overshadowed, they would have outshadowed their own children. The children would not have been significant as much as... The chet did the children a favor. The chet did children a favor. No, you see it. I'm not commenting pro or con Hasidus, but I'm very much a Litvak. There's something about the Hasidus that, you know, the Rebbe is mamish, held up very high, and his oldest son is basically unemployed until the Rebbe dies. I mean, they find something for him to do. And Rabbi Admei Vassim lived to 100 years old, so his son could be 90 years old, and then all of a sudden he becomes great Kiddushas.
70.
But he doesn't become, and then all of a sudden he is the Rebbe, and it's prominent, and all the Hasidim, he's the focal point of all the Hasidim.
But he's
the Rebbe's Azun until that happens, and it's basically a non-paying position without a job description. So the Gemara says, and with all respect, I'm just saying, it's not an easy thing to be. You spend your whole life for your destiny that only comes after the Tata passes away. It's not pashut. It's very hard. And if the father passes away when the Rebbe is young, so he becomes a Rebbe at a young age. And all of a sudden, he's the focal point of everything. It's not pashut. The Gemara said that if it wasn't for the chet of an Amorishan, so then children would still be born, but their existence would sort of be almost as if they weren't there. Because the parents are accomplishing and they're growing, and the children are in their shadow. So the world was created before Yisrael, and Yisrael's the aid. Yisrael's aid is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Echad. So even though the number 13, Amzu, the number 13 is really, it's really the number 4 which testifies on the unity of God. But the Abba Machuyas, during the next Pasuk, since they're in the next Pasuk, they were not thought of in the beginning of creation. When Hashem created the world, He did not have in mind that He's creating the world for the four Machuyas. The world was not created for the four Machuyas. They were second, they weren't first. Klai Yisrael was first, the Abba Machuyas is second. The Maral explained, Klai Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu planned, He designed the world for them. That means that their machshava came first. First, the Kadosh Baruch Hu thought of them, and then He designed the world. So Klal Yisrael is a direct result of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's machshava to create. And the Gentiles, the Gentile Melucha, the Malchus of Gentiles, the kingdoms, the kingdoms of Gentiles were not created directly by Kadosh Baruch Hu. They weren't even an afterthought. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Meirev Chachmasai, Yizbarach, He created a world that there's a distance between him and the world. It's something which had to be. And the only way that the world could be Mekayim, could fulfill its tafkid, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates some way, some manner that is hidden from the world. And this is one of the biggest miracles of creation. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Meleich Al Ha'aretz Kevaydai, and at the same time be hidden. And it's unfathomable. This is one of the mysteries. We do not understand it. We can't understand it. These two concepts cannot be understood at the same time. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Meleich Al Ha'aretz Kevaydai, he's in it Mavadai, and nothing could exist outside of him, and at the same time, he creates a world that on the surface, you don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you don't see his Yad creation, and everything in the world is designed to hide him, and Hashem does a very good job hiding himself. But even without understanding it, it is what it is. This is the Metzius, it is what it is. When you create a world that Kadosh Baruch Hu is distant from creation, so that creates a flaw. It doesn't create a flaw develops. It's a natural reaction. Kadosh Baruch Hu's departure creates a vacuum. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos, the pasuk says, "By Yosef Atzadik, va'bar reken b'mayim." The pit is empty. There's no mayim. So the Gemara makes a diuk. It doesn't say there's nothing in there. It says there's mayim. There's no mayim in there. That teaches you mayim ain by nechashim v'akrav v'yesh by. Nature abhors a vacuum. So if there's no taiv in the bar, if the bar is empty of all taiv, it's not going to remain empty for very long. It's going to be filled up with nechashim v'akravim. And that's the teva briya. And that teva briya, it's mamish nature. You're going to find nechashim v'akravim in places that are devoid of life and anything. It's mamish natir, look, it's teva. And that teva comes from the ikar kavan and the briya sa'ilam. The Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kavana wants to create a world that is a void, that is a vacuum of his presence. Memela is going to be Nakash Vakravin, because that's what happens when the Kadosh Baruch Hu withdraws. And that's where the Gentile Malachim come from. So the Briah of Klal Yisrael, which is a Briah of Yud Gimel, which Yud Gimel is a number that represents Eidus and Achdus, and it's Bigmatria Echad. And it's four directions coming around a central point, three shvatim each direction. So that was the Kavanas Abriya. They were created directly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them directly. And the emergence of Abba Malachim is an emergence. They're not a creation. It's an emergence. That they emerge from the vacuum that Hashem created in order for Hashem to accomplish his purpose in this world. Because in order for Hashem to accomplish his purpose, there has to be a Hestapanim. There has to be a hidden. There has to be a panim. There has to be Olam, which Olam means hidden. The word Olam means hidden. Helam. The word Helam is, someone's Rachman was telling me, you learn Baba Kama. Someone's Machal Shabbos, Beshege, that's called Behelam. Behelam. Shegeg and Behelam. That means that there was something hidden. Either the person forgot it was Shabbos, or the person forgot that the Malach was Asa. Otherwise, it's Nachi of Karber. Helam, Olam. That's what we learned until now, more or less. Why Yesh Lachal Das? Ki Bebiyas Hashem Yisbarach, Se Lama Roi, She Yenim Is Amalka Zeh, Ki Bishem Yud Kei Bora Hashem Yisbarach, Se Lama Roi. The Gemara says in Masechet Avodah Zarah that Olam Habo is created with the letter Yud. Mishmaya Gadol. Va'ilam azaniv behei. Mishmaya Gadol. The Gemara quotes a pasuk: Ki beka Hashem tzur olamim. Ki beka with the yud and the hey of the Shem. Tzur. Tzur is like a rock quarry. Tzur means a place where you get the rocks when you want to build something. Tzur olamim. that the building blocks of creation are Kibbutz Hashem, Yidhei, and Eilamim is Lashon Rabim. One is Eilam Hazeh, and the other is Eilam Haba. V'zeh kishem Yud Kei Baruch Hu, Ayud min Hashem Yisbarach, Meir Shei Yisbarach Echad Vein Bechila Klal, Kei Yud Shuktani Yesh Lachalka, Rak Hi Achas. I remember we talked about this, the Kutzah Shiyad, we talked about the Kutzah Shiyad. He said even though Pi Hilkas Stam, if you chop a yid in half, it's not going to be a kosher sefer Torah. But it's still a yid, and nafkaminas, there's no psul shel kesedra. The mezuzah, it has to be beseder. So if the kutzah yid comes off, you don't have to write over the whole mezuzah. You can fix it. Because there's halacha that you need the kutzah yid. It's very important. But the tzura of a yid you have, even without the kutzah yid. He's bar. I hate my ki al time ki yis bar. Echad ben kaki yis bar al akol. The hay has an important message to teach us. If we wouldn't have the hay, if Hashem wouldn't create the world with the letter hay, if we wouldn't have the hay, so we'd be missing something. The Sefer Kuzari speaks about this. That there are those who believe, for example, if somebody has a child who's blonde hair and blue-eyed, then there has to be a latent gene somewhere. I'm talking about someone who's not blonde hair and blue-eyed having a child who is blonde hair and blue-eyed. There has to be a latent gene. There has to be somewhere in the family, somewhere up there, there has to be there. It's called latent. I mean, there's a gene hiding there somewhere until it comes out in the child. Because there's no such thing as spontaneous generation of blonde hair. Blonde hair has to come from blonde hair. It can't come, you know. Listen, I don't know if it's true or not. I mean, it's not pasha because Adam and Chava. See, if we want to say that Adam had brown hair and Chava had blonde hair, but so where did the red hair people come from? There were only two people. It's a stuck a problem. I'm just using this as an example. I don't know if it's Ice Kyle and Apitaira. But it's a marshal. I'm saying Apitaira probably is not true. I mean, unless you say that red is a chaluk of blonde. It's just blonde is kailul. Certain other colors. But take the blonde, you have the red. There's got to be something there.
Could be environmental.
Could be environmental. Good kazakh. Right, so my marshal's falling apart. So let's put that aside. But the Kaifrim Harurim, they believe that there's such a thing called a Siba, that's a cause, and a Mesubav, that's an effect. Cause and effect, the effect has to, it gets its existence from the cause, and therefore it has to be like the cause. The effect cannot surpass the cause, because it gets its whole matter from the cause, so then it can't be anything different than it came from. It could be a chelik of the cause, it could be a fragment, it could be less than the cause, but it can't exceed it. And therefore, if the world would be a world of ones, one land, one wind, one sea, one flavor ice cream. So then you'd say that there's one source. And one source created ones. And all that comes from one source has to relate to one. If there's multiples in the world, then the sources have to be multiple as well. On paper, it sounds good. And this is the lesson of the morale. If we wouldn't have a hay, what would we think if we didn't have a hay? Ki yizbarach echad. Kadosh Baruch Hu is one, ve'en kayak yizbarach al hakol. And Kadosh Baruch Hu's kayak does not extend over everything. U'kamo shai davar shu echad. And the other thing that's one, ve'en kayak al hakol. Because everything doesn't come from one. One begets one. I mean, there's no reason to elaborate on the different career of the Kaifrim. But if a Kaddish Baruch Hu is one and the world is multiples, let a Kaddish Baruch Hu stay in the place where all ones are and leave the multiples out of it. It's one rules one. One does not rule multiples. Hashem's Kayak is not mispashed. That means his dominion, his reign, Chas v'Shalom. It's a sacious thing. But they do say this. It doesn't extend. Of Hashem is Baruch Hu Echad. It's not true. Kaddish Baruch Hu is one. The Kayak mispashed al kol. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu's Kayak mispashed. It spreads over everything. That's what the hay represents. Mishmei Gadol, ki hay yesh b'dalad. The hay is made up of two letters, a dalad and a yud. Yesh b'nekudah teich a dalad. Kfar manike, a dalad merel is bashish a dalad stadim. So the dalad represents the four directions. And the yud inside represents the central direction. So the letter hay is also relates to the number 13. Because the Dalet is the four directions of the Shvatim. And it goes this way. The Dalet, besides being a Dalet being a Matri of four, it also goes in four directions. There's a line on top that goes east and west, and the line that comes down from it that goes north and south.
How's it 13?
Because the Yud and the Hay is Shevet Levi, and you know the Dal that goes east and west, that's six Shvatim, six in the east and six in the west, and the part of the Dal that goes north and south is another three Shvatim to the north and three Shvatim to the south. It's Mamash Machne Yisrael. It's Tzurut HaMachne. So the Dal, I told you, the Hay, not that the Hay represents 13. Zu and Hey, it's the same thing all over. Zu and Hey are the same. And my Rebbe Moshe told us that there's not a lot of depth to Christian belief nowadays. But once upon a time there was. I mean, the original ones, they had a lot of depth to them. And there was a lot beneath the surface. And he told us that's the Hashivas. Katui, you know, the Chashivas of the Tzelem, of the cross. You know, we're led to believe that the whole Chashivas of the cross is because the Romans crucified Isa Ish on the cross, and therefore they deified the cross. That's why if you see, meet a Christian, you ask them why they're wearing a cross around their neck, and they say, because our Lord gave up his life to save us on the cross. So you wear a cross around your neck because he was killed by the cross. And they say, yeah, I said, what if he was killed by the electric chair? Would you carry an electric chair around your neck? It's a little bit heavy. No, the little Christian's going, I'm sorry. The cross. But a cross has a lot in common with a dalet. It's a line that goes up north and south, with another cross line that goes east and west, because Christianity represents the Arba Malachim that they go in four different directions. They represent the Arba Malachim, and Christianity is Malchus Raimi, and Malchus Raimi has all four Malachim contained in one, you know, as we said in Parshas Lech Lecha, V'sidol Melech Goyim. It's one of the four kings that Avraham Avinu fought against. V'sidol melech gayim, because Rome is called gayim. Gayim is nations plural. The Romans, they don't have a culture of their own. They absorb the cultures of all the kingdoms that preceded them. So that's the significance. The Hashivas of the Tzelem is the Arba Malachim. They were nirmas b'tchilas habria, that they're going away from any central point. There's no shaykhs, they're just going. Go up, go down, go this way, go that way. Without a chibur. So you can call them the anti-hay. And what do they say? They say it's impossible that God is the only one in the world. There has to be at least three. What do they say? The Christians are... Christian theology. It's very hard to call it monotheism. It's very difficult to call it monotheism. They have so much, Greek mythology in their monotheism. It's the Trinity.
Just to make it popular.
What?
That was just to make it popular.
That's what Rabbi Lawrence Kellerman says. But there's more to it than that. I'm sure they used it to be popular. But the purpose of Siddur Melech Gayim is ribui. That people don't have to believe in one common thing. They can believe in everything and still be okay. They can't nail them down. You can't nail them down. They don't really believe in anything. They don't even know what they believe in. He's the sun. He is.
Siddur Melech Gayim
is Rome. He was the king of what eventually developed into Rome. So he was the king of the time of Avraham Avinu. And there was a Muhammad between Klal Yisrael and Avraham Avinu. And the Muhammad was to rescue light, who's the Zayi of Mashiach. So this is all playing out right now. We are going through the final stages of Avraham Avinu against Siddur Melech Gayim with the emergence of the Or of Melech Mashiach. This is in Yenadiyama right now. What's happening now, you just heard that Saudi Arabia is threatening to cut off diplomatic relations with the United States because of the United States' treatment of Syria. That they seem to be allowing the regime of Bashar al-Assad's regime to continue, and they're not giving any active support to the rebels, and they're making overtures to Iran. There's diplomatic overtures between the United States and Iran. So the Saudi Arabians, they supply most of the oil to the United States, other suppliers, and it's Titzchmeisim. Saudi Arabia is a major supplier of oil to the United States, and it's Titzchmeisim. There's things that are going on, the wheels are turning. The wheels are turning. The Medrash says in Re'isa Machuyas, Mizgaris Zuim Zu, when you see the kingdoms, Mizgaris, inciting one another, Tzape L'Ragla Shemashiach. It's time to look forward to the footsteps of Melech HaMashiach. And it's Mamash, this is unfolding very, very slowly. It's unfolding. There's Muhammad in the air. Anybody with any eyes to see knows that the world is changing and it's not going back to what it was. Unless we're in denial. And if someone's not in denial, you see that it's never going to go back. It's never going back to peace. It's going towards Muhammad. And it's the Muhammad of the Avraham Malachim. With Yishmael stirring things up. Ishmael's not from the Avraham Malachim. And they believe. What do they believe? What do the Avraham Malachim believe? It's impossible for God to be one. God has to be Afra Lepuma. God has to be a Trinity. God has to be a or there's God and there's the Son of God. This is all. If there'd only be one God, so then only onelings would be created from oneisms. Right? From one comes one. That's created from something that creates. So Mishiachas alapayel, it has to relate to its source. Fire produces heat. Ice cubes produce cold. Dry ice produces explosives.
Okay.
Lokak goes with Emmin approach, Rechel, Yavimino Gamkin, Rakpul Akas, it's impossible. That more than one should come from one. Kashanir Lefanein, Ribay, Pa'ulais, Mishkavas, Ba'ilam, everything about this world is Ribay. The world is a world of turmoil. Pulis Rabbis, the morale is not just referring to the multitude of things in the world. A multitude of things could be produced from one, provided that they all have something in common. That's okay. That's also one. Also referring to the counter nature of things, that there's no pattern. This, you know, the belief system that there's more than one origin, more than one Siba to things in this world, that's due to the existence of multitude counter natures in the world. For example, water and fire. Water puts out fire, fire boils water. So they have to have two different sources. They do. They believe that one God could produce 10 waters. That's still one. 10 waters is still one. But the pool of Mishkav is, and it's not just the elements. It's also events. There's random events. Random events could be explained in two ways. One is that there is no origin, and we're not talking about people like that. They believe there's an origin. And the others is just conflicting origins. And there is that layer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does create the world in such a fashion that people could be led to believe that. That's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepping away from creation and hiding himself. And this is what results. So David said, what they do is they break up all the random activity in this world, the random happenings and the random elements and the random qualities of things, and they broke it down into four different categories. These were smart people. Eish, Mayim, Ruach, and Afar. These are smart people. These four, the four basic elements, and the fire, the element of Afar is to do nothing and stay on the ground, and the element of Mayim is it doesn't do anything. It takes the form of whatever you want it to take. It's not like offer, but it takes the form of anything you want it to take. It's a shapeshifter, and wind travels, and age goes up. I'm saying these are... at the basis of all astrology is the Arba Yesodos. Everything's made up of the Arba Yesodos, and depending on under which star somebody enters into the world, they're going to have a different combination of the Arba Yesodos, and that's going to be responsible for people's personalities and their likes and their dislikes. You can tell based on someone's birthday whether they're a lively person or a schlub. No. It's in books. You can look it up. You can Google it. It's there. You know, take your own breath. You can do it. It's there. The specifics are getting very, very specific and detailed. You really have to know this stuff very, very well. But the general things, you know, somebody, if the Yesodos offer is dominant, the person's going to be a schlub. If Ruach and Eish are dominant, so he talks about this in Sefer Netzach and Sefer Gvuras Hashem. You look over there, he says, we were mevatel this mistake. It's not true. Hafuk said, it's just the opposite. He says that it's just the opposite of what they think. The Rebbe Pa'ula is multitudes, conflicting things that have contrary natures. So they're an indication of one beginning. He talks in Sefer Gevurah Hashem, he talks about the Korban Pesach, the Matzah and Marah. Number one, the Korban Pesach had to be roasted whole. I mean, they couldn't chop it up and cook it. They took the entire Pesach and they roasted it and then ate it. That's Achdus. The Korban Pesach represents one source, one beginning. Just like this, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is one source. So being a carbon, that the theme of that carbon is one. Once you join a chabura, you have to finish in that chabura. You can't go to another chabura. You have to stay in one chabura. It's one thing. So on the other hand, there's a mitzvah of matzah and marah. And matzah and marah are conflicting themes. Because Mara represents Shibud, slavery, and Matzah represents freedom. So they eat the Korban Pesach, which represents oneness, and you have to eat the Korban Pesach together with, it's real. My wife made a painting, so that's what it's doing. It's real. On the painting, the leaf is there. Yeah. But you have to eat the halacha is you have to eat matzahs and marim yachlu. You can't eat them separate. It's right. You have to eat the Korban Pesach, which represents one source, matzahs, which represents redemption, and marah, which represents sheba. Now sheba, slavery and redemption are opposites. I don't know if you're familiar with Sefer Iyuv. But Iyev was someone that he was a tzaddik yisrael elam. Tzaddik yisrael elam, that pasuk was said on Iyev. He was a tzaddik yisrael elam. He was the foundation of the world. And nothing went right for him. He lost his wealth, his children, his family, his health, his peace of mind. He was in pain. And his friends came. He had friends. Iyev had friends. And one by one, his friends would come. And they try and explain to Iyov what in the world is going on. The study of Sefer Iyov is a study in comparative religions. Because if you study Sefer Iyov, you will see the belief system of almost every single religion contained within, and its fallacies. And one of his friends told him, there's a good God and there's a bad God. And you are a tzaddik, but you're a tzaddik of the good God. But the bad God doesn't like the good God. He doesn't like his tzaddikim either. So the good God, he gave you everything, but the bad God took everything away. And that explains everything. Now is it all clear? Because he couldn't understand. It's not possible. Kadosh Baruch Hu was the mucker of all time. How does he do this to him? He didn't understand. And he withstood a lot more than anybody else was able to take. But in the end, He was Ahmed in many Nisyanis until the final one. He was Ahmed in the sign of losing a lot of what he lost. The final Nisyan, he didn't pass. He didn't pass the last test.
What was the final one?
It's just the more Hashem took away from him, the harder it was for him. But it doesn't take away all the Nisyanis he did until then. You can't take it away from him. He passed his insurance in a superhuman manner. But Golos and Geula are two things that they don't, the same God, and this is something which the Rishonim yes is kasha. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim. He's the one that put us in there in the first place. The same God that takes a whole family that they serve God all their lives. And they're the only ones in the generation that are doing it. He puts them into slavery. And then the same God takes them out of slavery. It doesn't compute. And yet we eat the matzah and the marah together with the Korban Pesach. So Maral explains that is, we are acting, we are living through That's just the opposite. If God is truly so great, and if his greatness has no limits, so then he's not limited by the fact that from one source could come things that tell the opposite. It's the same. It's not a problem. Because two totally opposite things could, the purpose of two totally opposite things could be to testify to the oneness of God. It's not easy to see. But the Golus attests to the oneness of God, and the Gula attests to the Golus of God, and perhaps you have to look at it with hindsight in order to understand that. And maybe in this world we don't see it, you know, but ultimately, it's going to be by Bemoi, Yeshem, Mechodesh, Merachad. We're going to see that all the things that were contradictory, and they were contradictory, didn't have cross purposes. And that is the ultimate Echod. Because an Echod, it's only Echod because the things that come from it are all the same. That's a boring Echod. That's not really Echod. True Achdus is that nothing can go out of Achdus, even if they're diametrically two things or 20 million things, we're dealing with astronomical numbers, are diametrically opposed from each other, but they're still part of one whole master plan, one whole plan, and they all play their part even though they're going in opposite directions from each other. That is true Achdus, the counter-argument to the ones that believe that from the multiples can only come from multiples. No, it's just the opposite. The fact that we have a world that there's so many multiples, they all play their role because you can't ever go away from Achdus. If you have a role to play in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus, you're here. And if not, you're not here. In some way, manner, shape, or form, you're going to do it. The Golus and Gula, we do have Havan in it. You know, we do have it. And that's why in the Nisan Mitzrayim, Makas Barad is the Makkah that you point to. Makas Barad is the Makkah that you point to of two opposites coming together as one. There was fire in the hail. That's Achdus. Hail inside of hail is not Achdus. Fire in the hail is Achdus. Amat Samaram Yechlo.